This is the Broadly Focused Podcast, bringing you grown-up conversations about political, human rights and civil rights news items as they relate to religion and atheism. We're giving you fair warning now, subject matter and language are uncensored. If you are prone to taking offence, take a hike. Here are your hosts, Matt and Brian.
Hello and welcome to the Broadly Focused Podcast. This week, our topics are the Black Queen Hypothesis, two summers, two wars, and two different reactions, Trump says vaccine cause autism in children, Brian's topic of interest for the week, next-gen gaming consoles may block used game discs, and mine, Global Secular Humanist Movement, a Facebook page I think you should check out. So how you doing?
I'm pretty well. Yourself?
Tired. Stressed. But in general, I'm doing pretty well.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
So, new stuff this week. We're recording this episode basically live. We're giving this a try. We don't know if we're going to go to a live format anytime soon, but we figure it's good practice. And also, we're really, really late and really, really disorganized. We have to get this done in less than an hour. It's going to be a short episode. And I want to publish today. We've been publishing on Wednesdays. We normally record on Tuesdays. Brian's been under the weather. So we're recording today on Wednesday, and I want to be able to publish today as well, just so that people who are eager to download right away can actually find the episode like they're used to on a Wednesday evening or late Wednesday night, depending on what part of the country or world you're in.
Yeah, I'm also going to use the excuse card. There was just like crap for content this week, at least as far as like the given stated subject matter of the show.
Absolutely.
Nothing. I'm like,
absolutely. It really, really has been a slow news week for stuff that is political, human rights, civil rights, and has anything to do with religion or atheism in any way.
Yeah, there was so little I was able to catch up on my, you know, supernatural smut.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Right on. So, with that, we're going to jump right into the first article, which is researchers describe a new evolutionary theory called the Black Queen Hypothesis. You want to... This is one that Brian brought most of the stuff this time. I've been pretty much a slacker.
Well, this one caught my attention because it describes a bit about evolution that people don't think about very often, at least not that I catch them thinking about very often, in that they think evolution is synonymous, as the article puts it here, with an increase in complexity. And that's not always true. What it's trying to do is, you know, develop the best organism it can for the environment that it's in to survive. And a lot of the times, that can mean getting rid of organs that are superfluous at this point. The example they use here is the scientists. That's so vague. I hate that. Researchers. All right. I believe these were molecular biologists who were doing this research, but they came up with what they call the Black Queen Hypothesis. And they're drawing on the game of spades. Or I'm sorry, game of hearts, actually. Where if someone has the Queen of Hearts, it can be really good or really bad.
In general, it's a very bad thing because it gets you as many points, and points are bad, like strokes in golf. Or you want to have a low score.
Yeah.
And
the off chance that you grab all of the points cards, then everybody else gets points. But it's so rare that in general, yeah, having the Black Queen is a bad thing.
And good players know how to evaluate a hand and go, you know, I can shoot the moon, which is what it's called when you try and get all of the cards that cost points, including the Black Queen. And in which case, you end up, I forget exactly how it works, but you end up getting no points and
everyone else gets
26 points.
Or you get players like me who routinely end up with 25 points because they're missing that one card they needed to win that bid.
Well, that's because once people see what you're trying to do, they're going to take efforts to try and win a Trump?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
I think so.
I don't know.
It's been years since I played it.
Exactly. Man. Same here. Sorry. It's not really about the card game. But what
but it's about that example. It has to do with is, in this case, they were looking at, they're not parasites. What was the actual example they were using here? Some bacteria. that had lost their ability to break down hydrogen peroxide. And instead, there was this other organism in the environment that did it. So it bred away from the ability being able to do this because something else in the environment was already able to do it for everything else. So it became a duplicated ability or organ, and it just got rid of it.
Right. You know, and I think it's an interesting reason for this to happen, but I think what's more important is that it kind of draws attention to this fact of biological evolution that says that, you know, just because in general things, we see evolution toward more complex structures. I would say that in general, a creature with a tail is more complex than a creature, the same exact creature, virtually the same exact creature without a tail. And yet, you know, for various reasons, humans and other apes have evolved without to not have tails, where it's likely the ancestors did, or else we wouldn't have this coccyx, and you wouldn't have thousands of people born every year with tails, moving tails. If yeah. If you haven't seen them,
watch
YouTube. There's plenty of well, X-Files could very well, more than likely, is special effects, but YouTube, yeah. There are no real people who kept their tails and can wiggle them around and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's, you know, we evolved away from those because we were we didn't need the balance for the long distance running on all fours.
Well, I know it's a very distant, I know it's a very different reason.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it just draws attention to this phenomenon that the growth isn't always forward. Like, it doesn't know any directionality. It doesn't have any intent. It evolution is just the response of life, which evolves by its nature to its environment. It changes over time to better survive in its environment. And if that survival means doing away with abilities or organs or parts of the body that are no longer useful, then so be it.
Yeah. And this was also particularly interesting because they were very careful to delineate that this is not a parasite and this is not a, yeah, it's not a parasite like a tapeworm, which has gotten rid of its skin so it can better digest everything all at once. And it's not a, two organisms that are living in harmony together. They're not parasites. They are. Yes. Answer from the front. No, nobody. Damn it. All right. Well, whatever that term is, I'll remember it
symbiotic
later. Symbiotic? Yeah. Yeah. It's not a symbiotic relationship at all. They have no relationship to each other than this thing's breaking down enough hydrogen peroxide for everybody.
Right. Yeah. So I thought it was a really cool article as well. It's nothing about it says that the organism contributing the leaky genetic function is sacrificing fitness. That's what you're saying there. Mm-hmm. It's not being fed on, and it's not,
it's not really getting a benefit from
it. Not getting a benefit from it either. So it's, I'm not sure what you would call that. I guess you'd call it the Black Queen hypothesis.
Yeah, Black Queen hypothesis, same neighborhood or,
All right. The next article for the day is a weird one. And on its own, you know, kind of, well, I get that.
Now
we've got an article for, oh, by the way, the first article is from io9.com, which we're turning to more and more lately. We're liking that for some actual good reporting as opposed to a lot of the major news sources that we're both
yeah, they're really good at their science reporting. I'll give them that.
Yeah. The next one is an article that comes out of the BBC UK. And this is about two Syrian American brothers that sneaked back into Syria to fight the Assad government. And you found this one again. This article is kind of interesting on its own because these two guys.
My hat's off to these guys. More power to them.
Yeah, basically Facebook inspired, not Facebook, but the stories that they read and saw on Facebook inspired them. They had, their father was still in the country trying to save their business. And, you know, they went back because they felt such a strong tie and such a strong motivation to protect their, you know, to be a part of this revolution. And of course, when they got there, what was ironic about it is once they got there, their father was really fucking pissed.
Well, I would be too. Let's see, I smuggle my kids out of the goddamn country while there's a war going on, and what do? They come back.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's it's sort of like an American family shipping off their sons to Canada during the Vietnam War, and then, you know, they turn up back on their door, or they
come they back sneak with a buzz
over,
and a
yeah,
uniform.
They sneak over the border to enlist in the Marines, you know. It's so I get the father's anger, but the reason why I felt this was so interesting is that Brian remembered this in context.
Well, let me actually give credit where credit's due. This I came across this thanks to the Dark Secret Place, which is Brian Suits' blog, and he's a big military, former military guy, military enthusiast, keeps up on everything. So he had put these out, and as soon as I saw it, I went, oh. Because I think he missed something in this. His point was that in the older article last year, a UCLA undergrad decided, you know, it'd be bitching to go let's go check out Libya and the war for my spring vacation.
Yeah, and so this fucking privileged douchebag just takes off, flies to Turkey. And then takes trains and eventually hitches a ride and ends up, you know, running into a bunch of rebels.
Somewhere in Libya with the Gaddafi loyalists.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not with, he goes to fight Gaddafi loyalists. He ends up with a bunch of rebel fighters who are basically, in the video that I've seen, basically laughing at him. They don't really understand what he's saying. He doesn't speak Arabic. He's there in a classic LA Lakers basketball jersey, which in all fairness is rocking a very legit number 44 for Mr. Clutch.
Well, they probably thought he was one of the Chinese workers that the government had spent so much smuggling back out of the country.
Yeah, I'm sure that
they had to be totally confused by who he was.
Yeah, a lot of people in Libya are not well versed on you know, Asian heritage. But in any case, you know, this guy just literally, like, when asked about it, he's literally just going, you know, I just thought I'd come check it out. That's his quote. I'm not paraphrasing. Quote, I just thought I'd come check it out.
Yeah, and that's what, you're taking the same tact that Suits took in his position on it. Like, this guy is a giant douchebag for doing this. But if you think back, Americans used to do this all the time. We'd even do it here at home. I mean, there's records of the, you know, the gentry going out to watch the war outside the Capitol. You know, and, oh my, look at all the brave men fallen before the musket fire. Pass the Dijon mustard, would you? You know, it's very classic American. I'm just surprised this guy accidentally tripped on it, because he's obviously... No, he's really embraced his American identity. I'll give him that.
Yeah. You know, I just go and see what happens, he said. Spring break. Like, what happened to Panama City, or isn't that what it's called?
Copper Canyon is much
Beach,
closer, right?
what happened to Fort Lauderdale, or you know what I mean?
Hey, at least he's showing an interest in world events, right? Would you really have more respect for him if he was just going down to the beach to, you know, sling shots?
And yes,
toss
yes.
around co-eds?
I mean, he's in college. If he's going for, if he's trying to go to, like, have an experience. You know, the experience you're looking for in college is not getting shot at. It's not going and getting laughed at by a bunch of rebels who are putting their lives on the line for their country and their freedom. You're going and joining in with people, or trying to jump in with people you have no connection to, is, I think, probably a little bit insulting.
I don't know. They gave him a scarf so he wouldn't get shot.
Yeah, I suppose they did. But they probably gave him the scarf so that they wouldn't get shot by, he wouldn't get shot by
shot
them.
Shot by them, yeah, exactly. Well, what are they going to give him, competing scarfs? Okay, you can pick Momar's or you can pick ours. This is not a test in any way.
You got to stop gesticulating for the...
No.
For the...
Never.
Podcast listeners. And slamming the microphone.
I'm making an emphatic point. That's it.
But they can't see you.
That's why I keep hitting the stand, so I'll know what I'm doing.
We have faces perfect for podcasting. Okay, we actually found a couple of videos based on this guy, and he's just an asshat. I'm sorry. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with you, really.
Just because it has a history doesn't mean that he knows that. I think he just jumped on it because
I'm sure he's doing the whole. So this is his equivalent of sailing the Caribbean and drinking in every port, you know?
Right. Okay, so next up, we've got Donald Trump has jumped on the anti-vaxxer bandwagon. What the fuck is going on?
Somebody cut his mic. Just cut his mic.
Yeah, why does anybody give a shit what Donald Trump has to say about anything having anything to do with other than real estate investment or shitty reality TV shows?
I don't know. I've never watched his reality TV show, so I can't comment on that. But yeah, who gave this guy a microphone?
He bought one.
You know, when I have a working TARDIS.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be horrible the way he disappears into the time vortex. Existed in the first place.
Was the birther stuff not embarrassing enough? I mean, I understand that he eventually got the president of the United States to capitulate and produce a document with no reason for him to have to do so at all.
I really don't get that, since one of his parents was American, so it doesn't matter where he was born. But, that one's been laid to rest, hopefully, without a shock of bolt and lightning and,
Well, unless he runs out of fucking ridiculous ideas to put forth. But now he is pulling up, and it's not like he has some new angle on this. It's not like there's some kind of a new bullshit study that's come up. He literally has just dredged up an old debunked completely non-valid non-science-based argument against, or assertion against vaccines, that they cause autism because of, and you knew it right off the bat,
thimerol,
because of this
mercury based
it's
solution,
and it's just nonsense. We're also going to link to the science-based medicine article on this, but the article itself comes from the new civil rights movement.com, which, who the hell are they?
We could check their about page.
The quotes do seem to be, accurate. And he's basically saying, I mean, if you listen to him, he's equivocating when he's trying to say what he's saying. He's not even being cross-examined. He's not even being hammered here. He's just trying to explain his position on it, and he's equivocating. I've gotten to be pretty familiar with the subject, Trump said. I have a theory, and it's a theory that some people believe in, and that's the vaccinations. We've never had anything like this. This is now an epidemic. It's way, way up over the past 10 years. Now, let me just take a quick look here, just to see. In Wikipedia, autism... statistics. Let me just see what we can come up with on the rate of autism. I guess I probably should have had this
to Google. You should be able to phrase a search query better than that.
Well, I went straight to Wikipedia. I probably should have just gone into Google. This is nonsense. They've gone back and forth over the math, study after study after study, have failed to find or corroborate any link between thimerosal, as it's called, that now we got it, thimerosal, in vaccines or vaccines in general, and autism, where even now, it's to the point where even the most ridiculous, I'm sorry, until now, even the most ridiculous of the anti-vaxxers was not even trying to throw this one out there anymore. It's just bullshit. And it's been proven to be bullshit over and over and over again, just like, creationists trying to say that carbon-14 dating is inaccurate. Okay, well, yes, in some instances, carbon-14 dating is inaccurate, which is why they don't use carbon-14 dating for that type of measurement, you know. And it's just a complete bullshit argument that leads nowhere except ponage.
And apparently to gay Key West ads.
Gay Key West ads?
That's what's coming up on the newcivilrightsmovement.com.
Well, it's the new civil rights movement, man. It could be a gay publication.
I believe it must be. I keep trying to read the article, and instead I keep seeing the fabulous gay and lesbian destination. I didn't know that about Key West.
I didn't either, but it's awesome. I've been there. It's really cool. Although it's weird because all these East Coast people go there on vacation and they're really fucking obsessed with the sun setting over the water. It's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, yeah, when my mom came out here, she tried to drag my dad out to the beach to see the sunrise, and he just looked at her like, what?
Yeah. So I'm not sure what it is with this, but Michelle Bachmann, you've got the MTV chick, Jenny McCarthy. Like, Michelle Bachmann, I can almost understand people listening to because she was briefly someone that
really
people...
You associate her with MTV? I would have gone Playboy.
Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to say from that gangbang video because I'm not sure it was her.
Well, I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, it was spread around for a while. It was difficult to tell. In any case, the point is, like, who's next? Like, how can we get somebody less relevant to jump on this bandwagon, please? I mean, these people have voices. They have their 15 minutes expanded into agonizingly long stretches of time, but they're still not relevant to any kind of public opinion when it comes to anything scientific or meaningful in any way. Like I said, Donald Trump may be a good guy to listen to when it comes to real estate investment strategy on the scale of New York skyscrapers.
And beauty pageants.
Right. You know, but when it comes to something like this, who the fuck cares what the guy who was trying to say that Obama isn't a citizen?
I guess I just don't know where he...
Yeah.
Must be a New York thing. That's all I can say.
I don't know. And how can anybody take him seriously? Like, why does he think that he should do that with his hair? Like, what is wrong with your fucking brain that makes you think that piling the 8 hairs left that you have coming out of actual follicles on the top of your head, piling them on top of one another in this crazy, convoluted way is fooling anybody into thinking that you have hair on the top of your head? Either just get a fucking tube or shave the shit. Man up.
I thought that was a piece.
And own it. I don't know. I don't think it's a piece, man. I think he's got like 8 follicles on the top of his head, and he's got hairs on there that are approximately 17 and a half miles long. And they're just sort of wrapped around in this pompadour kind of back and then over to the side, and he's just kind of all piled up on there is, I think, what's going on. I'm not sure. It's the only explanation I can come up with for what's going on with that ridiculous dead animal sitting on top of his head. Anyway, now that we've gone completely ad hominem and non sequitur on Donald Trump for no good reason. I mean, he really is just a rich douchebag, which I'm sure there's more,
lots of them.
Lots and lots. I mean, we haven't been hearing from Paris Hilton very much anymore. So maybe that's why he's stepping to the forefront. There's just a
oh God, we're gonna see crotchless shots of him getting out of cars now, aren't we?
Oh God, I hope not. And damn you for putting that image in my head. I don't know what his junk looks like, but now I've got nothing but... I'm going to be like 2 hours now. I'm going to have nothing in my skull except for Donald Trump's cock and balls. Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. Glad to be of service.
Bastard. Okay, so cruising right through. Look at this. We're at 25 minutes, man. 26 minutes. We're solid. your topic of interest for the week?
Yeah, this was one I came across the other day. I wasn't sure if I was really going to do it or not. And then I decided, yeah, what the hell. There's a lot of rumors floating around right now. This is just the most recent. And this one specifically talked about the Xbox. But there's a lot of talk that the next generation game consoles are going to have lockouts for used titles. So I'm not entirely sure how you would do that other than having to, you know, do a key every time you got a new game.
Yeah, because I think at this point you're basically required to have at least a free live account. Mm-hmm. And so they're basically, you know, your machine has a number, and once you put the game on it and it's registered to that machine, and then you go try to put that serial number disc on another one, and, you know,
yep,
there you go. I mean, you know, people will just disconnect and they'll find a way to hack that. I'm sure that the Xbox
it'll
been
be
hacked.
Yeah, be the first thing hacked, yeah.
Yeah, so, but this is, I think this is pretty, like, did we not learn any lessons from SOPA and PIPA? Like, no one is interested in this kind of sharing.
Well, on the one hand, this is something kind of that the industry has been working towards since, you know, the Xbox first came out, when they started stressing digital distribution and the disc itself became more and more superfluous, except on, you know, AAA titles. Even now, there's times where I don't look at it and go, why don't I just wait a year and you're going to release this same title on Xbox Live for half the price and I can just download it and never have to swap the game disc out in the first place.
Well, for me, is why don't I just wait 2 or 3 months and then I'll go pick up the title at GameStop or EB and, you know, get it for $20. Mm-hmm. Because I don't have $60 to spend on a Kinect game or $50. $60 sometimes just for the hot game, right? Mm-hmm. When they first come out, it's $60. It's like, yeah. I don't have money for that shit.
That's why I did GameFly for years. And this would cut into GameFly. It would cut into any of those rental services.
Yeah, I think it's, because I think they're paying, I think those guys are paying licensing, right?
Well, they're paying licensing, sure.
To be able to rent the games out, so. Yeah. But it just,
but
since
when
can you
not? But they'd have to be ordering from a select list. You know, those would have to be carved out so they didn't get on the block list.
Well, it's just inherent that other than copy it and fucking distribute it for my own profit or even for free, other than intentionally diluting the market or in some way reproducing, if I go and I buy a single copy, and I don't give a shit what it is, a book, a DVD, mm-hmm, a movie, a video game, if I go and buy a single copy, and then I want to fucking sell or give away or lend out or do anything else with that copy, like, that's kind of understood when I pay you money to, mm-hmm, buy this thing, that it's my fucking thing. And if I want to do something with it, I can, you know, do
and
something.
And that's
with
one
it.
Of the reasons I kind of laugh at this is, like, I love used bookstores.
Are there any left?
There's several left out here still. I just found a new one in Yorba Linda.
I got to go. I love used bookstores, too.
But it gets back to the point of, you know, the whole licensing model is screwed. At least these guys are trying to find different workarounds and something that'll allow them to, you know, protect their IP or whatever you want.
Well, I have found, and I was really stoked
but
to find
this. But
you
ever notice that you never see the damn authors on TV screaming about their lost profits?
Right, when people are lending their books out?
Right.
I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. I found out recently, I'm really stoked on this, if you set up a Kindle account especially, mm-hmm, a lot of the books I have on my Kindle, I don't have a Kindle, but I read Kindle on the computer and on my, mm-hmm, Android phone. A lot of the books that I've read that I like that I think you might like, I can lend out to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lending program.
And I didn't realize until recently. They also have a lending library if you're on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I found that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah. So this is just something I caught, you know. It kind of bugs me. You know, obviously, since we grew up with gaming and a lot of it was trading. Well, it wasn't discs back in the day.
Oh, yeah, well, if you go far enough back. I totally traded cartridges and stuff. And
yeah. If you went back to floppies, yeah, I was doing floppies, and then there were cartridges. And,
well, let's be realistic here. I mean, from the early days of software on, I think a lot of us grew up in an era where we just copied programs from friends. Like, we didn't have...
Well, what I really liked was the old-style copy protection where they would, you know, like, they'd give you the magic wheels.
Oh, yeah,
and you'd
be
playing for, like, 10 minutes, then it would say, get the wheel out of the box.
Right, yeah.
Go to circle, square, 47,
yeah,
and type in the word. And you're like, oh,
my dad actually gave me a copy of, like, the first version of, like, Star Travel, whatever the hell. It's something that I think has endured, and I can't remember which one it was because I never really... StarCraft, maybe?
Okay.
But it was like this simulated, it was a game, but the spaceflight stuff was kind of like supposed to be real science based and physics based, and it had the wheel.
Flight commander.
And my dad actually copied each iteration of the wheel on the Xerox at work and gave me like this fucking sheaf of fucking paper to go through.
See, everybody else who was smart just took the Brad out of the center, photocopied, put it back together, cut the holes in it,
right,
and made their own wheel.
Right. No, dad.
No, not your dad. He gave you the chart.
Yes. He gave me the stack. Flip through this, boy.
Yeah.
All right. So, come on, people. This is just, this is nonsense. This is ridiculous shit. That's going to bring us to my topic of interest for the week. My topic of interest for the week is the Global Secular Humanist Movement. It's a Facebook page that's got, at the moment, over 30,000 followers. He does publish a lot of stuff. It will fill up your news feed rather quickly, but there's a lot of really cool stuff. Like right now, I'm looking at, they're showing the Cornerstone House of Refuge Apostolic Church has got their marquee out front, and item number one is Anal Convention, May 9th through 12th. I'm guessing someone forgot the U.
And the other N?
And the other end, they forgot new.
Or maybe, no, that's a Pentecostal. Yeah, I was going to say they're not UUs.
Yeah.
I could see that at a UU.
And then item number two, of course, is Lord, We Just Want to Thank You. Which
is a song.
Yeah, but you put the two together, and I'd like to thank the Lord for anal conventions as well. Anywhere that they may or may not exist. I think that they're awesome. Anyway, this guy spends a lot of time. His name, I've talked to the guy online. I'm not sure if he has his name on here, so I better not throw it out here in case it's not supposed to be connected. But I see this guy on Google Plus Hangouts. He used to spend a lot of time on there. I haven't seen him as much lately, but he finds a lot of really interesting news articles and quotes and comics and cartoons and demotivators and motivators. I'm scrolling down a couple pages worth down here, and I've got a Neil deGrasse Tyson quote. There's no shame in not knowing. The problem arises when irrational thought and attendant behavior fill the vacuum left by ignorance. And it's got a picture of him, looking like, what the fuck, people? Probably from one of his many awesome live performances. You can find this at facebook.com/GSHMP, Global Secular Humanist Movement page, I'm guessing. It shows in all caps. I'm not sure if it's cap sensitive, if it's case sensitive, but if it is, go ahead and put it in all caps. And definitely take a look and give him a like if you don't mind, if you like what you see. I'm sorry, he's up to 44,000 likes so far.
Yeah, my only problem with the guy is that he'll occasionally randomly call someone out for mocking, and I don't necessarily understand the logic behind it. Yeah, there was one last week that I came across where he was calling out some Hispanic guy for his quote, which is obviously poorly translated into English. And I went and looked at the guy, and he had like one follower and like three messages. And I'm like, why is this guy worth calling out?
Right.
I don't get the logic behind it.
Right, right.
And instead it was just everybody piling on what the guy had said. I'm like, oh, okay, I don't get it. Whatever. Moving on.
So that will bring us right up to the game.
All right. Let us, I haven't actually even pulled that page up yet today.
I had it up earlier looking for something, but I didn't really pay attention to what was on top here. The game, for those of you who haven't listened before, is where we take the top news item. Sometimes we take a look at a couple if it's something we've done before.
They're all kind of boring, unfortunately.
Yeah, but basically we take the top news item on Google News at the moment and try and relate it back to our main focuses. And in this case, let me see what we're coming up with, because it sounds like we don't have a whole lot.
Romney accuses Obama of hiding agenda. Mega Millions winner, Maryland Wilson's lawyer, I cannot say with any. And then Obama signs the Stock Act, banning insider trading by members of Congress. That one includes a video.
You know what? Let's do that one.
The insider trading?
Well, yeah.
You know, I can't say I'm for it, so...
Here's the thing. Why is Obama having to sign an act, a law, in banning insider trading? Like, don't you think that would kind of be implied, you know, that if you've got this position of power within our government, that you shouldn't be able to use secrets to inside trade?
Yeah, I agree. But there was some weird call out from before. Like, they had some weird loophole they were able to use. And I don't remember what it was. I just remember at the time going, really? We need a law for this? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, there's this illusion that, as Obama puts it here, it's the notion that the powerful shouldn't get to create one set of rules for themselves and another set of rules for everybody else. But the thing is that I think they're trying to distract people from the fact that that's the reality. Like, you know, Joe Blow, who practically cuts his ex-wife's head off one night and leaves a shit ton of evidence laying around, doesn't get to go free because he throws millions upon millions of dollars worth of legal defense at it and gets on TV before it ever hits the courthouse and everything else that OJ was able to do to get himself acquitted of a crime that
he's still looking for the real killer.
From jail? From prison, I should say?
He's still looking, man.
And if you want any evidence of that, look at the fact that he's now in prison. Why is he in prison? Because he didn't have millions of dollars. Like, how do you get yourself acquitted of cutting a woman's head almost completely off of her fucking body, but you managed to get yourself thrown in prison for trying to get your own shit back from somebody who basically stole it?
Well, for one, you don't get caught on video with the fucking guns and stoning into the guys. Yeah, I remember when that happened. That was just a hilarious shitstorm. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're going to jail this time.
Yeah, having more IQ points than millions of dollars probably helps.
Just fucked up.
Anyway, yes.
But yeah, no, this also cracked me up. I'm like, because somebody made the example too. I think they were talking about super PACs, which make it even worse now. But yeah, okay, so you go into Congress and you put all your holdings into a blind trust, right? But and you cannot give direct direction to the person in charge of your blind trust, but you can make speeches.
Right.
So, like, you know, how do you stop them communicating with their blind trust personage? Or blind trustee, I guess you would call it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that the point is that...
And if they're having secret conversations, how are we going to police them to know about it?
They probably need to get out of the market in anything that has to do with stuff that they're getting inside information on. If that means they have to be predominantly out of the market, so be it. I mean, you're in a position of leadership in the country. You have access to information that nobody else has. The stock market is supposed to be about a level playing field. If it's that big of a deal to you, you probably have plenty of money already. Just get the fuck out of the market if that's how far it has to go. But at least get the fuck out of the market as it pertains to information that you have access to as a congressperson of the United States.
Yeah.
Well, so this is kind of unprecedented, Brian.
40 minutes.
Yeah, we're at 40 minutes and we don't have any listener feedback this week. C-Web. We can only assume is completely, if you look at his site, it's pretty clear that he's been busy keeping up news items and so forth at atheistsocialworker.org.
I think so.
Yeah, .org. I hope I got that right. So maybe we'll hear from him after this episode. We thank everybody out there who listens and continues to listen. If you haven't had a chance, we really appreciate it. As we always say, go to check us out on iTunes, subscribe there, review us, and rate us. That's part of the review process. And we're coming up pretty quick on we're just finishing up 2 months, so we're coming up on the point where we're really going to start trying to let people know what's going on here and see if we can't get some more people to listen. There will probably at that point become something special for those of you that have been around from the early days. We'll remember those that we knew way back when.
Single digit episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be some sort of, like, if we ever have anything that has to do with money, you guys will be like, get it for free or something. If that ever happens. But in any case, on that note, we will be done for the week. We thank you again and hold out for the nice British gentleman.
Yeah, thank you very much. Roll outro.
Please download and listen with any device and software you like, but if you can, subscribe in iTunes. It really helps us out. Our website is broadlyfocused.com. Our Twitter feed is at broadlyfocused. Matt's personal feed is at godlessmatt. And then there's facebook.com/broadlyfocused. You can find our LinkedIn profile.